Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Before we jump into today's episode, we've got our review of the week. This one is from Ashley Louise. She says, my new favorite podcast. What a fantastic podcast. As a mom of five kids, all of whom have ADHD, including my husband and myself, this podcast resonates with me so much. I just found it today, but so far I really love episode 159 about the two ways we're exhausted, yes to this, and 158 with the examples of inattentiveness. I laughed out loud more than once because I can relate to 99.9% of what you shared. You are a wealth of knowledge and I so appreciate that you get it and you share so openly. Thank you for my new favorite podcast. Thank you so much, Ashley. I am one of five kids as well, and I really appreciate specifically on that episode of the inattentive symptoms because I really debated hard if I should do this episode because I think and overthink, as I know you probably understand, about everything I do, and I wondered, like, this is not like the scientific version of ADHD. Like, am I, like, doing it wrong? Because I'm over here saying like the symptoms look like this instead of like what's in the medical journals, you know, and I'm working so hard on my perfectionism and not getting caught up in what I should do or shouldn't do and going with my gut. And my gut said this episode matters. So thank you for the encouragement. I so appreciate it. And mama, if you have not yet rated the podcast, please go to your app, click the button, write me a little note. It makes my heart really happy. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Well, we have officially entered the marathon of the holiday season. Oh, it is so much. From now till the end of the year, it's a lot. And we've been talking about this theme over and over again between student community and Facebook and Instagram about how do we deal with all of this overstimulation, the out of the routine, the too muchness of the holidays that is really hard when you have ADHD. So today we're going to talk about two specific questions that I've gotten in the last week, and because a lot of other questions kind of fall in the same two categories. So the first question, one of the moms in my student community asked, like, how do I get ready for the holidays? Now, keep in mind that we were talking about this last week before Halloween, and she's like, it's just too much for me. Like, how do I stick to my routines when everything is so crazy? Like, there's multiple trick-or-treatings, and we got trunk-or-treat at the school. We got, someone in the family's birthday party, and it's all this stuff that is, like, not usual, and all the candy and the sugar, and, like, she has a little girl who is 4 and autistic, and she's like, it's too much for me, and I'm supposed to help my daughter regulate. Like, how do I do all of this? And I was just like, first of all, so proud of her for starting out with, like, how do I take care of me? Because, like, she's been one of my students for over a year, and she knows that, like, it starts with her. Yes, we want to help our kids, but it starts with us. How do we take care of ourselves so that we can be there for our kids? So that was one question I got. The second one was from a mom on Facebook who asked, like, how do I prepare for the holidays? And this is what she said. Do you have any advice for time blindness and planning fun for the holidays? I always intend to have a few, like, quote unquote, Hallmark projects for the kids around the holidays, but then I blink and it's been and gone and I barely survived by the skin of my teeth. So let's jump into that one first and then we'll go back to the first question. So my advice for her is plan it now. Figure out what you want to do now. Set aside literally like 10, 15 minutes and think about what do you want the holidays to look like? If you have a partner or a spouse, talk with them. Like, what do we want this next, you know, 6 weeks, this holiday season to look like. If you have bigger kids, even like elementary school kids, you know, preface with like, hey, no promises here, but like, what do you want to do in the holidays? What matters to you? And the goal here is to set up your holidays to match your values. What is important to you? What matters to you and your family? Chances are when you ask your kids what they want, yeah, you might get like one harebrained scheme, but most of the time when I ask my kids what they want out of like a holiday season or a celebration, their answer is usually some form of spending quality time together. What they want, mama, is you. They want your presence. They don't want presents. I mean, they do want presents, but more importantly, they want your presence for you to be present, for you to be less stressed, for you to be like there doing the activities with them and not so like crazy running around hustle bustle that you don't even get to do the fun activity because you're busy like worrying about all the supplies and who's happy and like bending over backwards to get all the like crazy Pinterest-worthy show up and running. Like what they want is you. They want not super busy mom. They want not stressed out mom. Like, I mean, I was just telling some friends the other day, we host our small group at church at our house on Sunday evenings. And the icebreaker question this week was like, how do you feel about the holidays in terms of like, do you love it? Is it a hard time? Is it filled with grief? Like just kind of getting like a feel for the group and how this upcoming time might be really joyous, but also might be really hard. And one of the things that I was sharing is like, this time's really hard for me. Like as much as I love the holidays, I absolutely love the holidays. It's a really hard time for me because my mom passed away between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right around my brother and my birthday. Like it was a really rough time to go through that. And so there's always this tinge of like missing her, especially knowing she would have been like the best grandma. Like this is a really hard time for me. And yet what I miss most about my mom is like just the simple traditions that she upheld that were all around quality time as a family. Like I just miss the little things that we did together. It's not the like rigmarole show that I look back upon and miss. Most of the time, the reason we love traditions is because it was with the people that we were with, not the thing that we were doing. So how can you set up this holiday to be what you want it to be is by sitting down now or doing this on a walk and talking it out loud onto like a voice recording, like the app that like will like jot down your notes for you. Just talk it out, jot it down. What do you want this to look like? What do your kids want it to look like? Because usually it's more about the quality time you're spending together than the Pinterest-worthy show. Don't get me wrong, I love Pinterest, but it doesn't have to be perfect, okay? It needs to be what you value. Now, if you're like totally like mind blown, how do I get this done? You can sign up on this link. I'm going to give you a link. So there is a webinar that I did 2 or 3 holiday seasons ago where I explain how to set up your whole holiday season planning ahead and like step by step what to do to figure out what matters to you, how you're going to get it all done. If you go to my website, patriciasung.com/less-holiday-stress. So LESS-HOLIDAY-STRESS. So less-holiday-stress after patriciasung.com. Okay. That will send you the link to watch this webinar that I did a couple of years ago. It's totally free and it walks you through step by step what to do. It's probably like, I don't know, it's under 30 minutes of like the instruction part. And just keep in mind that like the class that I'm talking about after that, I don't do anymore. So just know that's not a thing, but it still has good information. I want you to have it. Okay. So go watch that video for free, figure out how to work all that through. And just so you know, next month, I'm starting something new, meetups for ADHD moms to get together. It's a twist on being both productive and having friendship. I'm going to tell you all about it next week. It's a little bug in your ear. That's coming. There is a way to plan your holidays to make sense for you so that you actually enjoy them. Okay. Now, second part is the other question about how do we prepare ourselves for the emotional regulation part, the too muchness, the overwhelm, all that. And that's a two-parter. So first, we're going to prepare our kids. So obviously, this is going to depend on how old they are, what their time concept is. Your kid is like 5 and under. They may not have mastered the whole like yesterday, today, tomorrow concept yet. So, you know, don't get too far out for them because they can't conceptualize that time yet. But how can you prepare them for what's coming up? If it's a bigger kid, explain the week to them. Let them know kind of what's going on. If it's a younger kid, tell them what's going on either today or maybe tomorrow at most, and explain to them exactly how it's going to be different. So for an example of, you know, we were talking about Halloween, it's like, if you're going to a trunk or treat and your kid gets scared by like the different costumes, like talk to them about it. Show them pictures of like, hey, this is us at trunk or treat last year. See how we went to each car and they gave us snacks. And yes, sometimes there's some scary costumes, but remember, you know, it's a mask underneath. And like, you can talk about how like take off the mask, put it on, how it's just a person underneath. You can explain all that to them ahead of time. So when you get there, it's not as overwhelming to them. Things like trying on their costume multiple times so they get used to that, reminding them of how to interact with people. If you want them to say thank you when they get their treat, you can practice, you know, coming up, say trick or treat, say thank you, that kind of thing. You can remind them how to interact with overbearing in-laws who require hugs. If you're like, that's not my thing, you know, you can talk about, what are we going to do when people try to give us hugs that we don't want? We can say, I'll take a high five or whatever that works for you. Like, you know, whatever your family standard is for dealing with touchy-feely people you're not interested in hugging, like walk through those things with them, role play, prepare them for what that looks like. So that way they're a little more prepared for this very unusual event. The same thing when it's the holidays, if there's loud music, if there's too many bright lights, what can they do when they're feeling overwhelmed? How should they tell you that it's too much for them? Obviously, you'll have in your head of like keeping an eye out of like, oh, I'm monitoring like their general level. But like if they're like, this is too much and I can't take it anymore, like, can we step outside? Can we go in the bathroom for a minute? You know, what can we do when we're too overwhelmed to take a breather? So that way they're not just overwhelmed in the moment. They have some skills and strategies to lean on when those things happen. And by that same token, it's like, how can you prepare yourself? You know that this upcoming few weeks, it's going to be totally crazy. It's going to be busy. It's going to be a lot of treats and late nights and extra activities and all of that. How can you take care of you? How can you lower your stress level in these times? And that's going to vary person by person. If you're more extroverted, you're more introverted, you enjoy all the holiday festivities, this is a really hard time for you. All of that's going to be different person by person. But so it goes back to like, what do you need in those times? It's okay to say no to activities that you don't really want to do. Like if your mother-in-law has 7 events that she wants you to be at and you know that you and your kid can't handle that level of stress, ask her like, hey, you know, these are school nights. You know, we can only come to 2 of the events. Which ones are the most important for you? And we'll try to make those 2 work. Or we can't do anything on school nights because the kids have to be up really early. We'll see you on Friday. What makes sense for you? What feels good for you? What can you take on? Because everything in the holidays is going to be extra capacity on top of whatever normal life is bringing. The other good part is that if you do end up going watching that video I mentioned earlier about planning your holidays, is that when you see everything on one piece of paper and you can like get a picture for like how much stuff you actually have on the calendar, that will give you a chance to be like, wow, this is not doable, or okay, this is doable. And how do you want to adjust things around? Because you still need space for the regular parts of life, like doing laundry, washing dishes, all that stuff still has to happen, and making sure that there's room in there for that. Knowing like when you want to get the stockings up or the tree up or your menorahs out or your lights up, like all the different things that are going on, when do you have space for those to actually get done? As an introvert, I need my quiet time. So are there days there where I have scheduled, like we don't have extra things going on that I can be quiet and like have some space, have some downtime? Does it help you to have your shopping done ahead of time or the wrapping done ahead of time? Do you want to take a walk every afternoon to like de-stress? The more that I dig into research about ADHD, the more that I'm seeing how much we manage our stress levels matters so much. Because the more stress we get, the more our frontal lobe shuts down. That's the logic part. That's the executive functioning part. The more stress we get, the harder it is for us to think well and make logical choices and use our critical thinking because we're too stressed. So know that like that's also a very normal part of stress response, and that when you find yourself getting very overwhelmed, this is the time to circle back and be like, hey, what do I need to do for me? And having that like go-to list to rely on of like, when the doo-doo is hitting the fan, I can definitely go to these 3 things. I can take a walk outside. I can do some box breathing. I can go pet my dog, like whatever that is for you, so that when you're stressed in that moment, you're not trying to figure out how to fix the problem. You immediately know, like, these are my go-to three de-stressing things, and then I'll be able to make better decisions after I've calmed down. Okay, I'm getting off on a tangent. Okay, rein it back in, Patricia. All right. So the three steps for planning your holidays well, dealing with the overstimulation, the overwhelm, the dysregulation, comes down to 1, proactive planning to match your values, knowing what matters to you, and then proactively deciding how that could happen. And also part of that proactive planning is knowing, like, what are the things you're going to cut if it gets to be too much? That's a really great skill. Okay, I'm getting off a tangent again. Okay, that was 1. 2 is preparing your kids for what this is going to look like in an age-appropriate time frame. And then 3, for you, how can you prepare yourself? How can you lower your stress? How can you take care of you so that you can be the best version of you and be able to help your kids and your family regulate in this really stressful time? All right, so 1 more time, if you want that free webinar to plan your holiday season, it's patriciasung.com/less-holiday-stress. Now, speaking of holidays, as a little sneak peek, I am going to be doing 3 different Black Friday specials, so be sure that you are on my email list so that you get those as soon as they're available. There will be a special deal for joining the meetups for ADHD moms. There'll be a bonus for every purchase that you make and a sweet gift certificate deal that I've never done before, so I'm excited to try something new. But most importantly, getting you the support you need along with a great deal. So keep an eye out for that in your inbox. And yeah, good luck, mama. It's going to be a crazy marathon for the next 2 months, but hey, this is also the time where we have some really great memories to hang on to when things are hard. So, big hugs if this also is a hard time for you. I hear you. And yeah, we'll get through it together. So, I will talk to you next week. Successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.